A proposed change to how Tennessee's Medicaid program is funded by the federal government has some healthcare advocates worried. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the state could be one of the first in line to ask for a so-called block grant to pay for the healthcare of low-income residents.
Conservatives want more flexibility in how to spend federal money. A block grant would be a lump sum with fewer strings attached. Some progressives thought a block grant could result in expanding the Medicaid program to cover the working poor. But as the bill has progressed through the legislature, Democrats like Larry Miller of Memphis have tried to amend the proposal to no avail.
We're looking at 200,000 Tennesseans currently not covered. Why would we not want to negotiate that?
The sponsor, Representative Timothy Hill of Blountville, says he'd leave the details to the executive branch. That includes the total amount of money, though he says he can't imagine accepting less than the $7 billion currently flowing into the state. But Professor Andy Schneider of Georgetown University says the Trump administration has already signaled block grants would need to save money.
It's quite clear that the administration is looking to Medicaid for significant domestic policy savings.
The legislation still has several hurdles to overcome in Tennessee, including Governor Bill Lee, who has not explicitly endorsed the idea. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.
The legislation would direct TennCare to negotiate, but any deal struck with the Trump administration would likely have to come back to the legislature for approval.